Well, hello there. How are things going? Things are going kind of tough here in Sarnia right now. Someone said, cheer up, things can be worse, and I cheered up, and sure enough, they got worse. We're going to talk about discouragement. Stay tuned. Do a little series on the subject of fighting discouragement. Get discouraged a little bit. You're in good company. The Bible's full of people who tried to do their best for God and got discouraged. Moses said in Numbers 11, kill me, God. I've had enough of this. I can't take this people anymore. Joshua in Joshua 7 said, would to God we had been content to dwell on the other side of Jordan. Elijah in 1 Kings, he said, 19, he said, it's enough. Take away my life. I can't handle this anymore. Job said in Job 10, my soul is weary of my life. Jeremiah 20, I will not make mention of him nor speak in his name anymore. David, the man after God's own heart, he got very discouraged. We read he wept until he had no more power to weep. Paul said he despaired even of life and gave 24 reasons why. And then added, I am troubled, I am perplexed, I am persecuted, I am cast down, 2 Corinthians 8. Satan uses the tool of discouragement on every faithful Christian. Listen, I said faithful Christian. Paul said this, he said, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he has counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. There's two things that he said here. Number one, he counted me faithful. He counted me faithful. Did he make some mistakes? Yeah, he got pretty discouraged. But he got through it, and he found the victory in it. And he said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. The faith became his faith, and he figured out how to get out of that valley of discouragement. So he said, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who has enabled me in that he counted me faithful. He not only counted him faithful, but he enabled him to get the job done. And so he will us if we let him do it. We're going to start a series today on fighting discouragement, especially in the small church. So if you're a pastor, quit whining and start shining. Start counting your blessings because things are going better than you think they are.